This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. A person's maturity can be measured by what he thinks about God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Scriptures. Paul prayed that we might increase in the knowledge of God in Colossians 1. He prayed that we may all arrive in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a mature man in Ephesians 4. And Paul says that the Scriptures alone can make a man of God perfect, fitted out to every good work. First of all, the Scriptures are the only source of truth about God. Some have come to their conclusions about God by pure reason, but God does not leave it up to our own noodle to know Him. God has spoken, and the Scriptures are a revelation of Himself. The Scriptures were not given so that we can interpret them, but they were given so that God could reveal Himself and His ways to us. The Bible says that God is a spirit. He can't be seen or heard. And that is why He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is through Him we see God, and it is through Him we hear God. That's why Paul called Him the image, the one through whom we see God, and John called Him the Word, through whom we hear God. The term Christ signifies His office. The term Son of God signifies His person. And John wrote his gospel so that we might know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. When Peter confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, in Matthew 16, it was proof that he was growing up. The Lord Jesus said that the Father revealed that to Peter. Also, in John chapter 9, we see the maturity of the blind beggar. Read the account. The Lord healed this blind man and then slipped away unnoticed. The beggar was asked how he was healed, and he said that a man called Jesus did it, and then later he said that Jesus was a prophet, and then he said that he was of God. Notice the progression. He was first a man called Jesus, then a prophet, then he was of God. And that's maturity. Now notice this. After the man was cast out of the synagogue, he confessed and believed that he was the Son of God. Many today only see the Lord Jesus as the carpenter. They constantly speak of Him as Jesus. They do not know Him as Lord and Savior. They do not recognize Him as the Son of God. They won't confess Him as the image of the invisible God. They will not say with Thomas, "My Lord and my God." They are either unbelievers or they are very immature. Search the four Gospels. Can you find a single place where anyone ever called Him by His earthly name, Jesus? Modern so-called pastors are offended when you don't give them their title, Pastor Bob, or whatever your pastor's name is. Imagine the arrogance. Men take titles like pastor, reverend, doctor, professor in Christian circles, yet they never give the Lord Jesus that honor. Pastor Bob calls Him Jesus. What arrogance, what pride. They talk about St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Augustine, and Jesus. Did you notice that? They won't give Him the honor due to His name. Beware. When anyone uses the familiar name Jesus when speaking of our Lord, that man is immature. He is not a teacher or servant of God who can be trusted to lead others into mature truth. Only the Jewish vagabond exorcists called Him Jesus. But John, when leaning on his bosom, called Him Lord. John did not let the nearness he enjoyed make him irreverent. The Lord Jesus said, "You call me Lord, and you do well." The Apostle Paul called Him the Lord Jesus, or the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Father in heaven Himself said that all should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. John called Him the true God and eternal life. Now listen carefully how people address our Lord. Give Him the honor that is due to His name. And remember this, a mature person is one who thinks rightly of God, gives the Lord Jesus Christ the honor due to His name, and searches the Scriptures and believes that they are the source of truth about God. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com.